My name is Nairi Jørgein-Harsin.
My name is Brian Bennett.
And we are two of the five members of the Company Theatre Company, which is an ensemble of five actors that trained in Trinity College. We did the Bachelor in Acting Studies and we graduated in 2008 and started our company very shortly after.
Through college, we went to see work in the Abbey, went to see work in the Gate and Project Arts Centre. And as much as we enjoyed the work, we felt that it wasn't, for want of a better word, representative of what our interests were. As much as we were interested in theatre and plays, we were also interested in shows such as South Park and comedy and also social media like Facebook and Twitter we were using. And as much as we always use the example that as much as we love, you rent a DVD and you watch a DVD, you also watch the DVD bloopers.
I think we don't tick very many boxes at all, really, because of the range that we cover in terms of what we do and our place in what we call the establishment. So it's very hard to label us as whatever one thing or another. And I think it's because we're trying to find new things and we're working on new things and we're trying to find what box that we can tick, or maybe we don't even want to tick a box, just want to be doing what we're doing, really.
And we are very interested in the DVD bloopers or the construction of the thing. So
it always seemed like the kind of the backstage work, yeah, of what we saw in theatre was actually more interesting to us than what we actually saw when the final product was presented to us. When we started to get interested in devising work and being the authors of our own work.
There's certain things, there's an interesting thing what happens in theatre. You go to the theatre and you'll go see a play, and what the play tries to do for the whole thing is deny that it's in a theatre. What we were interested in, I think, was to acknowledge the fact that we're in a theatre, acknowledge the fact that we're all here in this room, acknowledge the fact that we're not being anyone other than ourselves. I'm not being anyone other than Brian, and Nairi isn't being anyone other than Nairi, and we are the company and we're doing this work here with you right now in this room.
There's something about theatre that has a kind of sense of community, a sense of involvement, and we didn't really want to have these kind of spectators that come and absorb what we're offering, but to also be really part of what we're doing. And so we tried to open it as much as we could into a space for conversation and dialogue and interaction. And most recently in our current work, Politic, that's the main idea, actually, is participation and involvement and what theatre as a form can achieve.
Two things were happening at the same time. We were looking for a new idea, and also the general elections were on, and we realised that we didn't have a clue about politics, Irish politics, and this thing that on paper it works very well, politics, but me as one person cannot change the political system. Me as an individual spectator going in to see a theatre show cannot change the theatre show that I'm seeing. So we thought that was a very interesting parallel to make and to play with. And that's what the rehearsals for Politic were, to how do you make a show that the audience can change every night and represent them.
We visited all of the headquarters of all of the different political parties. I think it's interesting when you talk about politics in terms of our generation and what we know about it, actually. And we did go down the road of trying to access the political system and seeing what was going on. So we visited Fianna Fáil, a centre-right party. We visited Fine Gael, another centre-right. Labour, more left, we are now in coalition with a centre-right. We very interesting. We visited Sinn Féin. That's a whole other story. And we realised that it was extremely closed off. We were told maybe to visit websites or given a leaflet. We were asking, you know, when is the next meeting? What do I do now? I feel like you really represent what I want and I want to be part of this. And they said there was nothing really that could be done except just follow us, or leaflets and websites we were directed to. They were totally unprepared for us turning up at the door. And I think it's because it doesn't ever happen.
Yeah.
So each one of us decided to go to a different party, and I was slightly volunteered to go to Sinn Féin. So I didn't really know where to start. I did have a few people kind of cringe slightly when I told them that's what I was going to be doing, and they were slightly worried, but I was unaware of why I should be worried, so I tried it anyway. So I went to the Sinn Féin shop on Parnell Street. So I visited there, but unfortunately it was closed. But there was a man inside the door painting he was a painter decorator outfit, and painting the inside of the door. And I said, sorry, is it closed here today? And he said, yeah, but listen, come back tomorrow. And I said, okay, that's no problem. Maybe you can help me. I don't know if you're affiliated with Sinn Féin or you're literally just here to paint. And he said, no, I'm part of the crew. And I said, okay, I just wanted to ask you a few questions. And he said, yeah, no problem. And I said, well, you see, I'm doing this theatre show and I'm trying to get involved in understanding politics, and I'd really like to know more about Sinn Féin, and maybe you could tell me a bit about them and what they do and what they stand for, and what, as a young person, I should be interested in, or, you know, why should I be part of Sinn Féin? And he said, well, I come from the other side of the road, if you know what I mean. And I said, what? And he said, well, army-like. And I almost had a heart attack. And I... to this day, I don't know if he was joking just to try and frighten me or whether I was just... So I really didn't know what to do with that. So I was like, oh, well, anyway, maybe I can just take your contact details and come back again. So he gave me his card, which was the painter decorator card. And he said, give me your details and I'll pass them on to the Sinn Féin youth, which would be delighted to talk to you. And I said, yeah, that's probably a better option. And it went on for a while. I didn't hear from them till much later on, actually, at which point a few months had passed and none of us had really successfully joined anything or been part of anything, that we kind of had moved on from this idea of joining parties, that we weren't going to find what we needed in actually the political system, and that what we needed to do was to talk about our own politics and how we were going to deal with it from then. But it was definitely an interesting challenge.
I went to Labour and I called in and the receptionist was there. They have two desks when you walk in, and I went into the receptionist and I was saying, listen, I'm very interested in joining the party. How do I do this? And she looked dumbfounded and then gave me a little leaflet. Like, it was ridiculous. She's like, just look at this leaflet here. And I was like, OK, but like, I'm very interested. I think Labour really represents what I'm about. And obviously lying. And she was like, okay, yeah, you just want to take that leaflet there and then just contact your local person. And then it's the same question. Okay, so when I contact my local person, what do I do? When's the next meeting? How do I get involved? I really want to help out. One of the girls went to Fianna Fáil, and the girl who went to Fianna Fáil
was totally welcomed in.
Totally welcomed.
She was given a cup of coffee and
sit down at the table. Like, sit down. Here's a cup of coffee. Let's talk. Yeah, we're really interested in connecting with Ireland's youth again and stuff. But what was interesting is the people who, because we had people in to talk to us, people who are currently working in some of the parties and ex people, and they said that the system, it doesn't allow them to enforce these great ideas that they have for
or
change.
Implement anything. They just say it's quite restrictive. And actually, even if you are somebody who has a good idea for a positive change, that but the systems and the structures that are set up, it means it's very difficult for them to actually do anything.
And he told us about like the whip system, the party whip system, which is like, how is that productive to good politics? So in theory, it just becomes it's just gangs.
What we understand in similarities, I think that we wanted to make theatre because we feel like it's a useful tool to discuss things. It's a useful way to... It just sounds all good person and they're the bad people, and it's not supposed to be like that. It's just, why are you a politician? Why am I a theatre maker? And what am I going to use that for?
I have no doubt that being a politician is a hard job. It's a very hard job. But if it's a very hard job, then you have to have that will to do it and that love to do it, much like theatre is a very hard job.
We could be being hard on them. We could be being overly critical. We could be, to be honest, we don't know the ins and outs in terms of what's inside, but because we couldn't get in.
I think it's what's so nice about when you have a group of people who, a group of friends, we're all friends, I think, first and foremost, and you all have similar artistic interests, in that because we work in theatre, we've done theatre, and as much as we're still going to do theatre, we have, you know, we always said we want to maybe in a couple of years like do an album because we all play instruments. So let's just like make an album for the hell of it because why
or a
not?
Musical because
or
if
a
that's,
musical. Let's just make our own musical because what's the you know you might as well do it because it's fun, and if it hasn't been done and we have an interest in it, we'll just do it. I think.